You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Dozen minutes after 8 o'clock here on the Mixed Morning Show with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy, where we're about to tell you the truth or maybe tell you a big honking lie. We call it Two Truths and a Lie. Let's see who our first contestant is. It's Val. Hello, Val.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sweet little Val. Listen, here's what's going to happen. Emily, Jeremy, and I are each going to tell you a little story. You have to tell us which one is lying. Two of us are telling the truth. One is lying. Are you ready?
I am.
I think, Emily, you're going first in this all these rounds
today. Okay, great.
Today.
So, sweet Meg, Bob Ross.
No, Val.
Val. Hey, Val. Bob Ross, he of The Joy of Painting and Happy Little Trees. He was in the Air Force for 20 years, and he spent part of that time as a drill sergeant.
Jeremy?
Look at my computer. It just completely went blank.
His computer cried. Dom, you go second.
Basketball star LeBron James is wearing shorter shorts this year because he says he wants to set a positive example for kids.
All right, Jeremy. The Denver Zoo is going to be dressing up one of their elephants as Santa this year and letting the kids tell it what they want for Christmas.
Val, which one of us is a big fat liar?
Jeremy.
You're right.
Oh, no.
How
adorable,
did you know?
She's right.
It's going to happen
they
now, I guarantee you.
They should totally do it.
I know.
She didn't even hesitate. She knew you were a liar. Val, you win. Hold on the line, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening. And then there's Susan. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, everyone.
You think you can tell which one of us is lying?
I sure am going to try.
Emily?
All right, Susan. When Sudoku became popular in 2006, pencil sales went up 700%.
Or how about this one? Science says one of the best mosquito repellents you can use is Victoria's Secret perfume.
Hey, and this was on 9 News last night. A Littleton toddler got kicked out of church for passing gas too much.
Who's the liar, Susan?
I'm going to have to say the little girl that got kicked out of church.
And you win!
Yay!
Are these too easy today? I don't know. A little too obvious?
You just can't give up a good fart joke.
You really can. Well done.
Susan, you win the prize. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on the line. We're sending all these winners off to Panera, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so
maybe,
good.
Maybe off not, actually. Bridge. That's a lie.
Here's Susie. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
Let's see if you can spot the liar. Emily?
All right, Susie. Four emus escaped from their cages near Tucson, Arizona last week. They romped around the streets and they terrorized local citizens.
Wow.
Emu, huh?
Or what about this story? A new study claims that the average person will spend $1,500 on the holiday season this year.
Or the band Maroon 5 is going to be adding two new band members next year and they're going to be changing their name to Maroon 7.
Who's lying, Susie?
Jeremy.
Of course he is. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was too easy.
That was pretty, that one was kind of.
That was too easy.
A little bit.
God.
I'm feeling generous.
Susie, hold on. You get the prize, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome. Try to play a little
Maroon
bit.
7.
Maroon 7.
Come on.
Idiot.
Hello, Johnny. Johnny,
hi.
They will not all be that easy, okay? Go ahead, Emily.
Okay, Johnny, the world's largest Dairy Queen is in Saudi Arabia.
How about this one? In Denver this January, they'll unveil a new service that will literally cover your entire house with a temporary inflatable dome to protect it from snow and hail. The cost of that, in case you're wondering,
$16,500. Holy gosh.
Jeremy?
Police are asking for the public's help to identify a woman accused of sexually assaulting a man at a gas station because she was twerking on him.
About that.
Who's the liar, Johnny?
I'm going to have to say Dom.
Which one was that? Do you remember the story?
That was the inflatable dome.
Yeah, you're right.
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Way to go. I thought the price would kind of sell it a little bit more.
That sounds like a great idea.
I've always
had
that idea.
No, I think it should have been higher.
Was that my mistake? You win. Hold on. We haven't
you
fooled
guys,
anybody.
They're on good. To us.
We're going to run out of Panera certificates if we're not careful. And then there's Meg. Hello, Meg.
Hi, how are you guys?
Here we go. Now, the pressure's on you because we're...
I know.
Okay. I'm feeling it. Don't ruin the streak, Meg. A drunk guy in Ohio needed barbecue sauce this past weekend, naturally. So he had his 9-year-old neighbor drive him to the store to pick some up.
Or an 18-month-old dog that accidentally fell from a cruise ship in the Caribbean managed to swim more than 30 miles to Haiti, where it was rescued by hotel employees.
All right. Or a woman tried to kill her husband because of an argument over who should rake the leaves.
Who's the liar, Meg?
Tell me it's Jeremy.
You think it's Jeremy?
Yeah.
No!
No!
It was so true.
That is a true story. They got in an argument.
It was Jeremy's wife, actually.
Yeah. The lie was that there was no 18-month-old dog that swam 30 miles to Haiti. That was a total lie.
That was my second guess.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on the show. Wow, 4 out of 5.
Not bad.
Nailed it today.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.